what is it we want students to be able to get out of spending 15 weeks engaged in that? And then what are the affordances of the technology that we can bring to bear to help support that learning experience? The other thing connected to that is I am not trying to replace faculty with computers, in spite of what the Chronicle of Higher Education may say. What I'm trying to say is when we're designing learning environments, there are multiple resources we can bring to bear. There's what the student can do with a computer, there's what a student can do with their peers, and then there's what I think is the most precious interaction, which is the student with the expert or the faculty member. And looking at what parts of that learning experience are most effectively designed with which of those resources. So we are just now starting actually an English composition course with the University of Mississippi as the lead institution and multiple institutions across the country that are participating. And we're also doing an introduction to world history course. And the technologies that we're bringing to bear, some of them, there are some tutoring stuff in there because there are still foundational skills that you want students to be able to do, but there are other ways of using the technology which I won't go into because I can talk about this for hours, but there are other kinds of technologies you can bring to bear to really support the kinds of interactions you're trying to create.
Any comments you wanted to make, Maria, on that one? Or?
No, I think that.
Chair Kennedy.
Do you want to ask a question? Then I'd like to ask one.
Okay. For those students who are going into the employment world and will represent graduation, can you receive feedback to employers as to the effect of
feedback from the employers, from students going out, does that provide insight into the quality of the education?
I think let's clarify one thing which gets confused all the time. Candace's open learning initiative can be used with face-to-face courses, blended learning, or online learning. It's really the cognitive tutor almost as homework. I mean, I think that's one of the ways you talk about it. We have about 85% of our students taking online courses. Most of them will complete an entire online degree. And there was a time when employers would question it, but that's changing rapidly. We don't yet have employers saying, your students are better, right? But we are now getting more and more employers that it's just not an issue. I think there's one employer that we have to go do a visit with this year to talk about online education, but it's changing rapidly, especially as companies realize that so much of their work is done online. I think it's actually a disservice if students haven't learned to work in learning communities, et cetera.
So if we broke down our educational mission, let's say, into seven or eight component parts, one is sort of a social justice mission where we want to provide everyone in the state access to education. A second might be to train people for jobs and prepare them for industry. Another might be to provide lifelong learning opportunities for people who just want intellectual stimulation. And then we have an obligation, I think, to attract and retain highly talented individuals in the state of Illinois. We want to be a catalyst for higher wages where a degree from our institution is sort of the imprimatur of legitimacy and can command that higher wage. We want to provide research to solve society's problems and also provide research to create almost new economies time and again. And then finally, we want to train people to live in a multicultural democracy. If that was sort of a range of obligations for the University of Illinois, where is the use of technology the easiest to apply, and in which of those missions will we further our efforts most quickly? You want to let the new trustee answer that again?
No, okay.
You
want
please.
Okay. So let's see how good my memory recalls, because I'm not going to remember all seven. But the things that and what you were asking that resonate from you is one of them is to the extent that we're trying to provide access to the higher education as a democratizing force.